Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Pacheco, the running back, shading to the right side guard position, and Mahomes to the short side of the field. Mahomes takes the snap at his left knee, keeping the feet alive. Sings it late for the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown! Kansas City, and Travis Kelce with the catch now ties Priest Holmes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
For the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history. Chiefs are going for it. Fourth and goal at the 2. 10-19 to go, third quarter, 7-7 tie. Hunt, the running back. Snap to Mahomes. Retreating, moving to his right. Now pump faking. Throws it late, wide open, touchdown! Kansas City, Kareem Hunt has his 18th receiving touchdown. The Chiefs take the lead on the second touchdown of the night for Kareem Hunt.
Those are the highlights. That's the voice. Mitch Holtis, your voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joins us every Friday at 7:15. Today, loaded guest show. Underrated guest show here today. Dayton Hughes, 7:15. Josh Briscoe joins the show at 8:30. And Klingler, he'll join the show. Saw him last night. Said, so you're going to do the show tomorrow morning? He goes, not a chance, man. Get out of here. I was like, oh, all right. He was all business. Good to see Kling last night as well.
Slapped some mayo on his hot dog last night for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was on the phone getting everything ready.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
very
ready.
Busy during the game. He's very busy. He's focused.
Yeah, he definitely stays focused. Yeah. I wonder if Mitch told him that when you guys were doing the show.
No, I don't think he ever did.
Huh. Feel attacked. I'll tell you what. Victor Wembanyama. What are his odds now? Because he did it again last night, Mac. I think he had, 24 and 15? And
he took 8 shots. He had 24 points.
Well, he only had one block.
Eight shots, and he had scored 24 points last night.
He was 10 of 10 from the free throw line, I think, as well.
But even still, I mean, that's you're going almost perfect from the floor in something like that. Yep. You know, again, that's pitch efficient. It's better than scoring 50. How many shots did you put up? Well, 70, but, you know, and 30 came at the line. So you made 10 of your 50 shots. That's very good. So, Wemby, obviously, with the MVP, and I would assume Mahomes is now the clear favorite to win the MVP in the NFL, right? Yeah. Like, we don't need to continue to watch what's going on to say he's the favorite, right?
Because when we told everybody at the, you know, week two, I think when the Chiefs had lost, is either that or I think it might have been the Giants game. I think it was the Giants game. Mahomes is sitting at the odds of plus 1,000 to be the MVP. Just like we told you in the day before the NBA started, take Wembanyama to be MVP. It's, you know, plus 1,200 right now. He has the second best odds at plus 275, SGA at plus 200. You move over to the NFL and you look at the awards that will be handed out later in the end of the season. Patrick Mahomes now sits atop of the lead still, but now it is plus 115 for Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP.
It's basically even money right now for Patrick Mahomes to get the MVP.
Josh Allen at plus 350 and Drake May at plus 500. The next closest is Matthew Stafford at plus 1,200. And yes, to be answering to your questions, Daniel Jones has better odds than Jonathan Taylor to win MVP.
Exactly.
Daniel Jones 16-1, Jonathan Taylor 22-1.
It's insane.
Or 20-1, depending on where you get your odds.
But I wouldn't be mad if they gave the MVP this year to Jonathan Taylor and not Patrick Mahomes. But if they give it to another quarterback over Patrick Mahomes at this point in time, it is a ridiculous award if they do that. Jonathan Taylor's, I mean, that's the reason why, Dusty. I think the Colts are sitting where they are. I mean, Daniel Jones is still Daniel Jones at the end of the day, right?
Well, I did hear a good point on that discussion yesterday. It was like, well, you know, what's the biggest change the Colts made this season? And it was Daniel Jones. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor was on that team last season. So I don't know how much that actually means, but as far as the MVP is concerned, that's a huge part of the narrative, too.
I guess that's a fair point.
Warren doesn't get any love either.
Yeah, Ty Warren.
I mean, how good has he been, right? I mean,
incredible.
Fantastic. And their defense has been good, too. I mean, you know, they're just a good football team at this point in time. I would love to see Patrick win the MVP, obviously, but if we take him out of the equation, I'd love it to be somebody different. Like, Myles Garrett could be the MVP of this league. I mean, he may be the best football player overall behind Patrick Mahomes in the NFL. He's just spectacular. And what Jonathan Taylor's doing this season is nothing short of remarkable either.
You could also have the conversation that goes back to the root of the discussion, which is who is more valuable to their team. And the answer is Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
There's no
every
doubt.
Time.
So,
no doubt.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yep. It sucks. It sounds biased, but if Daniel Jones isn't on the Colts, are they 7-1? Probably not. But are they 5-2 or are they 5-3?
Yeah.
Maybe. If Patrick Mahomes isn't on this team, are the Chiefs 5-3 and fighting for a playoff chance and all this? No, it's just not happening. And the reason why Patrick Mahomes is so valuable is because of his improvisational skills. And last night, the two big plays to Travis Kelce, I guess, somewhat were improvised. And you saw how much time he had to throw. And I think Mahomes said in his press conference after the game that, you know, that play that Travis caught way down the field, or maybe it was, you know, another play, you know, wasn't the actual route, but it had gone on so long. And I think he said the move, you just have to make a ball play. Like, you just have to be a ball player there. And, like, he was out there to block and kind of lead. And then all of a sudden he saw that Mahomes was, all right, it's dead. And then he just does a move, gets open, and Mahomes finds him. The touchdown to Kareem Hunt, that was not his call. How many times are you going to see Kareem Hunt catch a touchdown? Probably maybe one more time this year. Kareem's role is. If it's 1 yard, right up the middle, run it in the end zone, that's your role. Shortened, third and short, fourth and short, that's his role. He improvised that play, got things going, and then the play to Rashee Rice on second and 17. Like, the magic of Mahomes is evidently obvious this year, and it looks smooth. Now, I know there were the two interceptions in the game. One was a tip pass. The other one was down the sideline, and they made a great play on it. But again, like, watching Mahomes this year have a full rapport of targets, you see what it looks like.
You really do, and it's better than it's ever been before. And I don't mean this in any sort of comparison whatsoever. Mahomes, the way that he is playing right now, reminds me like when we were kids, and we used to just go out on the field and just F around, right? We didn't have plays. We didn't do anything. I was steady quarterback. Everybody else would just go, I go, just get out there and run routes, and we'd run around, and we, you know, you just make things up as you go. He's playing like a kid is what I'm getting at, and he's having a lot of fun doing it, clearly, and his improvisational skills are a big reason why they won that game last night. I think on every major play last night, Patrick Mahomes was doing something off script. You know, the Travis Kelce play for some 40 yards or whatever that ended up being, that was remarkable. And that one is really a lot on Travis Kelce as well, because he was supposed to stay in and block. He's in blocking. He sees his quarterback is looking around trying to find something, so he just slips out. Mahomes sees him. Boom. That's an improvisational type of play. And I would love to know what percentage of the plays and the completions that happen in a game for the Chiefs are what they were supposed to be versus what happened. And I don't know if we could ever get a number on that, and what percentage of the plays are kind of off script or broken down or weren't what they were supposed to be, but I guarantee you it's a very high percentage. And I think that's when kind of Patrick Mahomes is at his best, when he's able to go out there and make plays happen and make that magic happen like we've seen in the past. And he has the weapons that he can do that with now, because he knows eventually Brown, Worthy, Rice, Kelce, Hunt, whoever is going to get open, and he's going to be able to find them. And no other quarterback in the league has the ability to do what Patrick Mahomes is able to do and find these guys. And, you know, the Rashee Rice one on second and 17, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt in the end zone. Like you mentioned, he doesn't score touchdown passes. You know, he runs the football. Mahomes finds him in the end zone because he's improvising. That's what we have back now. We've got Mahomes magic back here in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I think the best part about it is that the players that are around him that are the skill set players are also understanding to be improvised on their play. Because, hey, we all want to be scripted and it looks great because you put it together like a well-oiled machine. But that's, you know, it's football. There's a bunch of great athletes on the field that are going to see a lot of the same things.
Right.
And they're going to understand where things happen. And when you're able to kind of reverse the script and be like, yeah, that quarterback who's, you know, insanely talented when he has to just improvise, now his skill set players are even more, I guess, skilled when you look at the fact that they're now able to get on this weird same sort of algorithm with him to understand that they can do it, he can do it, we can do it together, and then it is unstoppable. Because, like you said, a pitcher throwing a shutout is, he's got you guessing. You don't know what pitch is coming. You can't see it. You know, it's hard to say that every nine guys that come up to hit are having an off night. Maybe that guy's just better than you because he has something that you don't know what's coming.
Right.
And, you know, we see when pitchers do tip pitches, it's atrocious. We saw Max Scherzer pitch against the Royals, and they won like 20-1 or something, 20-2 or whatever that game was. I can't even remember. It was a lot of runs. And when your receivers are able to be like, okay, like, 3 second clock in my head, if it's not coming my way or the play, he's still back there running, all right, I'm going to go wherever his first move is. And then Mahomes is like, boom, I can see it. Because the offensive line was causing that early because they were getting blown up on the left
Jalen
side.
Moore was getting blown up on the left side, and then it settled down. Yeah, Andy 100%. Must have said something to him on the side. Hey, you better start playing better. Yes, sir. And that's, go out there and do it.
And I think that's the best part is how improvisational they are. And like we always talk about, you know, guys, what are you going to do to stop this defense? Pray.
Yeah.
Danon Hughes, who joins us in about 5 minutes, will say the same thing. And last night the Manning cast was on, and they had Devontae Adams on. Here's what he said about the offense.
I mean, I didn't hear that before I said it. Reminded me of being kids on the playground and just doing the improv out there. Because I don't watch the Manning cast when the Chiefs are on. I'll watch the Manning cast for basically every other Monday night game when they have it, because I just don't care that much about the game. Obviously, with the Chiefs, you care about the game and you want to see what's going on from that standpoint. But I did not hear anything on the Manning cast last night. But Devontae Adams is 100% right, because I had the same thought. So I'm having the same thought that this NFL wide receiver is having, who's in offenses, who knows how to run plays, and he's looking at it, he's going, I don't even think they call plays. I think they just run around and get open. I wonder how many of those are happening out there. I'm sure probably not many of those. I'm sure everything is pretty scripted out, but it just goes to show you how good they are at everything that they do, that an unscripted, you know, fire drill type of play looks so spectacularly awesome.
We'll get to Rashee Rice a little bit later when we talk to Danan Hughes, but I want to let you know you can't count on much, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 9 matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We get junky and funky on the other side here with Danan Hughes on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was this close to getting a...
You hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Chunky and funky and spitting hot fire. That means Danan Hughes is on the airwaves with us here on Fesco and Dusty. And it's brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Danan. How about that, man? The regular season officially starts. Buffalo's on the docket, and the Chiefs are back to being two games above 500. How's it feel, my man?
Man, I thought you guys were going to be talking about the World Series. It just ended, what, about 5 minutes ago?
You watched the end of the game, didn't you?
Of course.
Right? You did.
I watched most of it. I couldn't. Maybe if we didn't have Monday Night Football, I would have stayed up and watched the game, but that would have been too much. But what an epic, epic ending. Freddie Freeman, man.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I made it to inning 14, Danan.
Yeah, I made it to... I want to say the bottom of the 14th, maybe top of the 15th, and then I was done.
Then you were done for the night. Yeah, but, I mean, that's crazy. From an athlete standpoint, what is it like playing in a game that epic, if you will?
You know what? I can't imagine playing that long. I mean, you guys know I'm a baseball guy. Baseball is my first love, still is. I've played in extra inning games, but nothing to that extent. And for it to be on that stage – at home, for him to have the history he had last year with the Grand Slam walk-off, and then had an opportunity, I believe it was in the 13th or 14th, he had the opportunity with the bases loaded and hit it to the warning track, and then to be able to come back up a few innings later and end it. Like, that's got to be special. There's nothing more pure. Maybe the golf swing of the pureness of hitting of striping a drive, but the sound of the wood bat on the ball and hitting a bomb, like, there's nothing more pure than that.
So, Dana, let me ask you real quick. If you could, would you rather be as good as Shohei Ohtani is in baseball, as good as Scottie Scheffler is in golf, or as good as Patrick Mahomes is in football?
Ohtani.
Okay.
I was about to answer the question. I was just interested to hear what else you were going to say, but it was pretty much answered after the first.
Yeah.
After Ohtani, just because I'm a baseball guy. I just love the game of baseball, every aspect. The uniqueness of the game of baseball, it's one of the few sports, I think, you know, maybe people will say tennis or something like that, but it's one of the few sports where you're not playing against a person, you're playing against an object. Once the ball leaves the pitcher, like, you're playing against the ball. And that there's somebody 60 feet, 6 inches that's trying to beat you with an object. And you have a chance to say something about it. And you have three opportunities. And then you get up a few innings later and you have another three opportunities. And vice versa from a pitcher standpoint. That was always something that really sparked me, is that there's somebody right there 60 feet away from me that is trying to defeat me with this ball. And I have something to say about it. And so that was kind of the game within the game for me, and mentally, the challenge that I always loved.
Talk with Danan Hughes, the color analyst for the Chiefs. Of course, former Chiefs wide receiver as well. Baseball player, you know, moonlighted at that. Last night, spectacular in the second half, obviously. A little bit of a slow go. Didn't take advantage of some mistakes. But the second half, they really got going. Travis got going. And now he ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in the regular season in Chiefs history. I mean, what this guy is still doing right now at 35 with a big catch and run yesterday, it's remarkable to watch Travis Kelce. Carrington thought he was washed.
Yeah, you know what? It is great to watch. 83 touchdowns ties Priest Holmes. I thought it was amazing.
It's a hell of a number, too.
How the Chiefs played the second half of this game and how weird the first half was. You mentioned, like, I don't think I've ever seen, and I interviewed Andy Reid after the game, and he even acquiesced to that point as well, that I don't think he's ever seen where each team was in the opponent's territory for the entire first half. Every drive had each team going into the opponent's territory and still not scoring any points. No field goal attempts, no points scored on the board. And, that was kind of weird. But at the same time, I feel like maybe Washington Commanders thought that they had the game in hand. I mean, you would think from a visitor standpoint, if you're able to hold down the home team, force a couple of turnovers, especially in the fashion that those were forced, and then have a goose egg up on the board after the first quarter, you would think, okay, well, this is a win for us. But it just tells you and shows you the resilience of this Chiefs team. Like, there's just an expectation that it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Like, we're going to hit a groove, and when we hit that groove, it doesn't matter who's on the opposite sideline. And that's what showcased last night, is that this team, like, I was looking at the body language on the field. Yes, Travis Kelce was, you know, beside himself with the ball going off his hands, the interception. Thought it was not necessarily a bad throw to Hollywood Brown, but I didn't think Hollywood Brown was the guy because of his size. He's not necessarily the guy that's going to box out a defensive back on a back shoulder throw. That would be more like Rashee Rice or Juju Smith-Schuster. So choosing to throw that pass down the sideline wasn't necessarily the best decision by Patrick Mahomes, but I give it to him. Like, nobody got down on themselves. Nobody, they just kind of, okay, well, that happened. Let's move on. And next thing you know, 400-plus yards, a total offense, and five straight games of 28-plus points, seven straight games of 100 yards rushing. Like, when you think about this team, and because we don't have that one bell cow, like, I think people fail to realize how efficient our run game really has been. Seven straight games that we rush for over 100 yards.
Talking with the play-by-play or the color commentator of the Chiefs Radio Network, Danan Hughes, here on 96.5 The Fan. Danan, in your ballpark of expertise, Mac is always mesmerized by how simple and easy it looks for Rashee Rice to get the ball and then get the yards after, like, right, the yak that Rashee Rice brings. Played two games, he's got 19 targets and 16 receptions and three touchdowns. It's pretty absurd to see already in 2 weeks what this man has done.
Yeah, it is. And I mentioned it during the pregame show with Josh Klingler that the one attribute, or one of the main attributes about Rashee Rice and what he brings to the table, is he is the unique kind of built assortment of everybody else's qualities. When you think about our wide receiver group, like, you can pinpoint, okay, here's a scouting report on Xavier Worthy, the speed, you know, the versatility of jet sweeps and flip passes and the whirly bird motions and all of those different components. And then you got Juju Smith-Schuster, the toughness. Mitch says that he's like the door hinge guy. He's the dependable guy at the wide receiver, but he's going to catch the ball in traffic, yards after catch. Hollywood Brown works well outside the numbers, kind of the conventional receiver, et cetera. And Rashee Rice has all of that. Like, he is the one receiver that has every positive attribute of every other receiver that we have. And now he's hitting his stride. Remember, because he had the I wouldn't say luxury, but he had the you know, the necessity, I guess, of sitting out 6 weeks. He's got fresh legs, and we're seeing those fresh legs on display when he's out on the field, and then the creativity of Matt Nagy and Andy Reid and figuring out ways to get him the ball. He's not, it's not the same plays every single time. Like when you look at Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins or some of the other guys in the NFL that people consider as top receivers, their production is usually the same every single week and during the game. They're running hitch routes on the outside, fade stops, back shoulder throws. They may get deep on a post route or a crossing. Rashee Rice, it's snag routes across the line of scrimmage, bubble screens, flip passes, back shoulder throws. He's doing everything, every part of the receiver route tree he's accomplishing, and it's got to be frustrating for other teams to have to defend, because one time he's going against a corner, the next time he's in the slot against a nickel guy, next time he's going in motion and there's a linebacker trying to chase him. And how do you defend all that, especially with a guy that hasn't played much football this year and seems fresher than everybody else?
All right, let me ask you this, and maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't. I asked it earlier to Mac and Dusty. We were kind of openly talking about it. What percentage of plays do you think end up with what they were supposed to do versus improvisational stuff by Mahomes and everybody else?
That is a hard question to answer because there's progression. And so if you're asking me how often Patrick Mahomes is hitting his number one guy?
No, I'm asking, like, how often do they hit the route that was supposed to be run versus how many times has Patrick Mahomes improvised, receivers come back, they change their route, they do different things? Like, how many of the plays go according to plan, I guess, is what I'm asking, do you think?
In the passing game, I would probably say 60%.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more. Because the guys are going to run their routes. Now, Travis Kelce, he improvises probably more than most that I've ever seen. Like, there's very rarely do you see, like, the actual route tree run. He's running a corner route or a hitch route or a post or a bait, what we call a basic, which is a 12-yard in route. Like, very rarely do you see that. He breaks off. He and Patrick are on the same page. He doesn't fool the quarterback, and they're able to make plays. But the other guys, I feel like most of the plays, Patrick Mahomes is dropping back, plants his back foot, and if he's not hitting that first receiver, he is going through his progression, and everybody's in the right place. That Rashee Rice touchdown, we used to call a snag route, where you run it as a 5-yard spot, you suck the linebacker up, and then you move again and go on a shallow cross, which is exactly what he did against Bobby Wagner. And he was right in the vision of Patrick Mahomes, but because Patrick was moving up into the pocket, it made it seem like it was all off, like there was some improv involved. Really, he was just the second or third receiver in the progression, and he came right into Patrick's vision. So sometimes it looks like that it's not drawn up that way, when in actuality it is.
That's even scarier to think about out loud. Dana, real quick before we let you go, on to Buffalo. Am I wrong to say that the season now officially begins?
Well, I don't think you're wrong at all. I mean, sitting at 5-3, the way we started this season, and now this gauntlet of teams that we have to play with Buffalo and Denver and Indianapolis, even with the bye mixed in there, I feel like, yeah, this is going to be the most telling part of this season after we've rebounded from that 0-2 start. So, yeah, this is when it really gets spicy.
All right, Danan. Well, rest up, man. You get right back to it on Sunday at 3:25 up in Buffalo. Have a great call. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, fellas.
Don't get in trouble in the stands in Buffalo.
I will try. I've kept my composure because, as you guys know, we have to walk through the stands to get to the locker room in Buffalo. It's one of the few stadiums where it doesn't make sense for us to walk the concourse. We have to actually walk against the grain and the fans coming up the steps so we can get down to the field, to the locker room. And you guys will be proud of me because the last time we were there during the regular season when they beat us, I should say the last time we were there when we won in the playoffs, there was some... negative insults, I guess I would say, as cleanly as possible, that were being shot at me, and I just woosawed my way down through it, which is totally against my whole persona. So hopefully I can keep my same composure.
Well, I'm praying for you, Danny. It's a good luck. This is the last time you'll be there and have to do all that sort of stuff.
So. That's right. They got elevators next year.
Yeah. Enjoy, Danny. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
That is Danny Hughes, again, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. And also brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Kenny Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. Ooh, what a game. Chiefs win 28-7. Here's Mitch Holtis calling my favorite play from Patrick Mahomes last night.
Second and six, Kansas City's ball at their own 46-yard line. Fake handoff to Pacheco. Here comes pressure. Mahomes wheeling around, trying to get away from trouble. Does, and throws it late. He's got a man open. It's Noah Gray leaking at the 40-yard line of the Commanders. Forward motion to the 39. Frankie Louvu makes the...
Frankie.
You cut off Frankie Louvu.
Cut off Frankie Louvu there. That was the play that Mahomes rolled to his left, jumped out of a tackle somehow, and then just finds Noah Gray in the middle of the field for 15 yards. Wasn't a scoring play. It'll probably not show up in the stat sheet. We'll forget about it. It's incredible. We take those plays for granted. One word on the Chiefs win last night.
Fantastic. It was a fantastic game. After you got past that first quarter, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, stop making decisions and judgments about this team after the first drive in the first quarter, because it is a completely different team once we get past that first quarter. It's this way every single week. So fantastic. I thought it was a fantastic. We gave up 7 points. You scored 28. Every wide receiver got in on the action. Kelsey was close to 100 yards. The running game, which we haven't talked about yet this morning, was just rip-roaring awesome last night.
About 150 yards on the ground for them last night.
I mean, quietly 150 yards on the ground last night. That was just fantastic.
Yeah, my one word would be appetizer, right? They ran misdirection with Mariota. You kind of adjusted to that. You know that's what number 17 is going to do in Buffalo this Sunday at 325. They're going to try to get you confused. They're going to try to keep you moving. But challenge accepted. Let's get on to Buffalo. I'm excited.
Wasn't the only game on last night?
Oh.
Los Angeles. Thurman sends a fly ball to center field. Marshall's going back.
Freddie Freeman becomes the first player in MLB history to win 2 walk-off home runs in a World Series in history. Dodgers win 6-5. They're up 2-1 now on that series. Game 4 is tonight, 7 o'clock.
Long is the word that I'll use.
Yeah, six hours and 40 minutes.
But you know what? That game that went 18 innings 3 years ago in the World Series when Freddie Freeman hit that home run against the Red Sox went 41 minutes longer than last night's 18-inning game.
Okay.
So the pitch clock, guys, saved almost an hour off of that game from last night. So long is the answer, but not as long as it could have been based on what we see. Ohtani on base 9 times last night is maybe the most unbelievable sports stat that I've ever heard somebody say, because I was driving in this morning, went to bed after the Chiefs, totally forgot about the World Series. I'm listening to Ben and he's going through all this stuff. I'm like, is this real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
9 times on base last night?
9 times.
2 homers, 2 doubles, intentionally walked the next 5 at-bats.
5 times!
You see the video of, like, I think it's Gary Sheffield, Ryan Howard. There's a couple other former MLB pitchers or players. And every time Ohtani comes up, they're all just putting up 4 fingers, like walking, walking away.
It's what you should do. Yeah. It's the right strategy, Cotton. Yeah.
I'd say last night, quickly, with one word, would be spectacular. I mean, look at the Dodgers, man. We said Dodgers in 5. They're on their way. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know who's pitching. I'd have anybody's bullpen.
The Dodgers haven't closed it out at home in the World Series since, like, 62.
Well, they're 2 games away.
Yep.
2 games away, but it has been fun. It's been a good series.
Yeah, it has been, yeah.
Toronto, still not out of it. One word, Eli Drinkwitz, drink. Favored to be the Gators' next head coach down there in Gainesville. One word.
Eli Drinkwitz has better odds to be the Florida head coach than Mahomes does as the MVP of the NFL right now. Drinkwitz is 1-1. He is the leader in the clubhouse to get that Florida job. Now is the time to jump, if you're going to jump, I guess, by Drink. But crazy to me that he's the leader in the clubhouse for that Florida job. Crazy to me.
Drinkwitz goes to Florida. What's his name? James Franklin goes to Mizzou. Everybody's happy.
Would Mizzou be happy with James Franklin?
100%.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I think so. Really? Okay.
That's
good.
The hire that we need if Drinkwitz does go. Again, Drinkwitz very similar. No wins against top 10 opponents, but he'll go to Gainesville and become Florida's head coach. But they're desperate. They need change. We'll see what happens. I think that
job
does? Is Florida.
Okay, Florida. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Mizzou. I wasn't sure. Well. You know, because the fact that he's being rumored for all these jobs, the building that's going on at Missouri right now, the money that's coming in there right now, I just question some of that stuff. Like, why is his name being thrown out for every job? Is his agent out there telling everybody maybe he wants a raise from Missouri? Let's go. What about if they hired Brian Kelly to be their coach at Missouri?
He'd go down there and be like, hey, now, my name's W. You want to say you want to play some defense, man? Here we go, man. Boom, Howard
I said
Kelly.
Missouri, not Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Missouri? Oh. Oh, he'd definitely throw the Missouri.
Oh, he would Missouri.
He would Missouri.
Yeah, he would.
Oh.
He would
it's
absolutely.
Great to be back in the state of Mark Twain in Missouri.
That's right. He
and
would,
all
yeah.
the greatness that comes from Missouri.
Be like the old David Glass drop, the state of Missouri.
Harry S. Truman was one of the great presidents of the United States here in Missouri.
Missouri. I've always wanted to live in Missouri.
He'd probably call it Tony the Tiger. Truman.
College coaches making moves. Eagles and Big Dom making a legendary move here. Big Dom visited Cam Scataboo in the hospital and came with cheesesteaks and what else was
pizza.
It? Pizza and cheesesteaks. You come to me with pizza and cheesesteaks. One word.
You've
Big
already
Dom.
Used it. It's legendary.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
It really is. Like, it's legendary that Big Dom rolls into the hospital with cheesesteaks and pizzas for Cam Scataboo. I will say this about Philly fans. They gave that kid a standing ovation on
crazy.
Sunday, which was totally out of left field from Philly fans. They boo everybody, right? They gave that kid a standing ovation, then Big Dom shows up at the hospital. Are they softening in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And Scataboo knows now to never play against the Eagles again. That's why he got the cheesesteak and pizza.
I would say that when it comes to this situation, it's the end of the show. Famous people do it too, man. Nice things for nice people. I mean, imagine Cam Scataboo. I'm sure the last thing he wants to do is eat coming out of surgery and knowing that this is over, but he's got the opportunity to do it if he wants. And by the way, if Big Dom's bringing you pizza and cheesesteak, you know it's going to be straight fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh,
that
he went
man
to South Philly and he, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's bringing the good stuff, yeah. man. So.
I was reading something on X the other day that's kind of on the same level, and it was somebody said they visited this pizzeria in Providence, Rhode Island. And they walked in there and just like a bunch of dudes sitting in there. They're like, okay, what's going on? And they ordered a pizza. They go, the guy was genuinely surprised I ordered a pizza, but he made it. It was the best thing I ever ate. Like, imagine waking up from surgery and you're like 23 years old, however old Scataboo is, and you're hoping mom's there, dad's there, and you open your eyes. You're like, the first person you see is Big Dom staring at you. You're like, oh, my God, what did I do? Here's some pizza for you and a cheesesteak. You ever score against the Eagles, you got this? And slaps them in the face, you know?
There's some people that could probably drop off a pizza and a cheesesteak for your winnings last night. We did it again. Stay hot, boys. We continue on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Max, somebody tried to disbelieve our credit. They said, I must not have been listening, but I can't give you credit for the Wembanyama call for MVP.
What?
Well, we said it, and Mac has the receipt on his phone that can prove
say,
it.
I'll
and it has a date it. On there as well. Because, boys, we are rather warm, they would say. Or as in NBA Jam terms, he's heating up. Or you could say, he's on fire.
Because
gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
All you gotta do is listen. I'm sure your guys' phones were going off the way mine was going off last night. With thanks, guys, pays to listen.
Yep.
I got at least 3 to 4 people that trailed the parlay. Of course, our Monday parlay was yesterday, which was brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. So last night we had our Chiefs parlay go 3-4-3 in that game.
Mm-hmm. The only one that I was a little concerned with when we left here yesterday was the Juju yards over that you took, Dusty, at 15.5. And the reason I say that is because they spread the ball around so much. And, you know, they've got so many receivers out there right now that sometimes some guy just doesn't get involved. And but Juju did last night. He had a big play in that game last night that kind of pushed us over the edge to get that. What, do you have 2 catches in that game last night?
Both
were very important catches for that team. And that's the role that he has on this team. And he loves that role. And he gets a ring because he has that role. I mean, it's a perfect role for him right now.
And the logic to support your to go against your theory is that, yes, they're going to spread the ball around, but I always feel like Juju's going to have that one play where he's going to get at least 10 to 15 yards on that catch. And I looked at the number yesterday, and I saw that it was, I think, 14.5, or did I get
15.5.
Yeah. And he got one right out of the chute, and then he got that big one later on in the game. Yep. And it hits. And then you had the Travis Kelce anytime touchdown.
Of course, national tight end day.
Had to think it was going to get there.
Right. Almost had it twice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, he almost had 2 there, but we got that one. And then Mac had Travis Kelce over 3.5 catches.
Who put that number out there?
That's what I'm saying.
To your theory, though.
Yeah, I mean, who puts that number out there at 3.5? You're right, to my theory a little bit, but this is Travis Kelce, not Juju Smith-Schuster.
On tight end day?
Yeah, on tight end day.
Come on.
At home, big game, you know.
That was an easy smash.
That really was. 3.5 catches for Travis Kelce last night. That's a crazy low number.
What, he have 6? 7?
7, I think he had last night. Yeah, so he doubled the number in that game last night. So that was an easy one for us to go out there and do. He had 6 catches last night, 99 yards. And 99 yards is interesting to me because we've still yet to have a receiver go over 100 this season. Let me ask you this.
And the problem is he had a completed pass.
Very well done by you. Yeah. Let me ask you guys this, and I'm being serious about this. Do you think they're going into the mindset for the rest of the year going, let's not get one guy over 100 yards. Let's truly EGE this thing the entire year.
Absolutely.
And not have anybody go over 100 yards? Because Travis was right there. Like, you got to get it to him, right? A national tight end day, you got to find one more yard in there. I know you're trying to kind of run the game out and do all that. It was obviously the right decision. But, I mean, with as much as this ball gets spread around, we may not see somebody get 100 yards. Next week, 2 guys will get 100 yards for the Chiefs.
Yeah, the pass completed for a -1 yard. Otherwise, Mahomes gets 300. Kelce gets 100.
I know, right?
Then he had the tip pass off his hands. That would have done it as well for 300 and 100.
Which the Manning cast was talking about. Maybe that was intended for Juju, that tipped past the interception. So interesting.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Don't know if it was. I don't know. Talking about it. But.
And the other thing, too, is we're talking wide receivers. I know people were a little critical of Rashee Rice last night for throwing the football. He was trying to get that to the ref, and that dude walked in the way.
Yes.
I am not an apologist here on this one. That was very evident what he was trying to do. He was trying to throw that ball because of the force on it to the referee that was about 5 or 6 yards away, and that dude from Washington just happened to cross in the way, and it looked like he threw it in that guy's face. Because I saw people, you can't pay this guy. I'm like, what game are you watching?
Stop. At first, I was like, come on. Right when I first saw that, I was like, damn it, Rice. That's an idiotic thing to do. Then they show the whole, like, zoomed out replay, and you're like, oh, what the hell? Come on. And I'm glad they kind of corrected it. Andy Reid took him out. He saw the replay, and he put him back.
He didn't even sit out of play. He was
right back in.
He went over, and you could see Andy's face kind of go, oh, okay.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Because Andy went from mad dad to going, oh, okay, I get it. That's fine. It got discombobulated out there. That was not Rashee Rice's fault at all.
No.
And if anybody's questioning his character because of that, go walk off a short pier with a long walk, pals. Get bent.
But no, quick shout out. Listener Steve,
our guy in Phoenix, Steve Kennedy. That's
Steve.
Where we're staying when we go to spring training at the Kennedy Estate.
Nice.
Yeah, he won a nice little.
They're putting in a pool for us.
There you go. He won a nice little coinage last night doing the Travis Kelce pond. Probably better for you.
Yeah.
Put in that parlay. Travis and Juju. He hit his bet. Shout out to listener Evan. He did the same thing. He won his bet that listened to us. And and then you had a bad beat last night with the Jokic.
Is this considered a bad beat?
Yes,
it is.
And then how about our buddy Matt on Twitter? He had the under of 48.
He had Rashi Rice anytime touchdown and Patrick Mahomes 300 or more passing yards.
Oh, no, no.
Dang it.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
You hate to see what happened to me too with an underdog last night. I had a boost, an odds boost, and so $5 was going to pay me $307.
Woo.
And I missed it by half a point. Sidney Crosby higher than a half goal, got it.
Bang.
Shohei Ohtani higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs.
You should have bet more. Ohtani.
I should have, yeah. Patrick Mahomes higher than 2.5 passing touchdowns.
Sweet.
Travis Kelce higher than 41.5 receiving yards.
On one catch almost.
Yep. And then I had Jokic 54.5 points, rebounds, and assists combined. He ended with 54.
Oh. Yeah, that's a bad beat, Bob.
Bad Bobby beats.
Bobby, a great bets. Bet, dude. The Sports Equinox bet.
It was a Sports Equinox bet, yeah.
Had it.
I had it. It was right there.
816 says, my FOMO is killing me. Can't wait till December 1st. Well, you didn't need FOMO last night. Underdog.
Yeah, Underdog. Excuse, you can play on the state of Missouri. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Right now in the state of Missouri, you can play on the Underdog app.
No doubt about it.
Get your picks in.
I took your three picks, added a Rashi Rice touchdown and a Patrick Mahomes of 250-plus yards.
Nice.
There you go.
All right, here's one my buddy Nick just sent me.
Uh-huh.
$300 wager, won $1,575.
Mm.
Patrick Mahomes passing yards, 240 or more. Boom. Rashi Rice receptions at 5.
Nice.
Smash.
Over 26.5 for the Chiefs' total points.
Smash.
15 or more for Zach Ertz receiving yards.
Nice.
Smash.
25 or more Xavier Worthy receiving yards.
Wow.
15 Smash. Or more Travis Kelce receiving yards. Chiefs minus 6.5. A $300 wager will get you $1,575. Well done, Nick.
Let's go.
It's paradise by the dashboard light, baby.
It's awesome.
Dinner on you at $1,587.
Well, that'll get you an appetizer.
Yeah, literally. Half of one. I won $100.
Nice. So what'd you get? What'd you get?
I had Rice catches. I had Kelce the 3.5. I did Zach Ertz catches and George Karlaftis to get a sack.
We got
to
talk about Karlaftis coming up because there's a stat out there about Karlaftis that's going to floor the entire world.
You going to throw that into your bonehead of the week?
I can.
Okay. We'll do that next year on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young.
Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.